This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala hama ba'd. Iman consists of 70 odd branches. We've discussed a number of them. Today we will move on to one of the most important branches of Iman. And Imam al-Bayhaqi in his book, The Comprehensive Encyclopedia of Iman, he spends over 500 pages on this next point that we will summarize in 10 or 15 minutes. And that is the pillar of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hubb, having Allah's love. And this is a concept that unfortunately and sadly is rarely mentioned. And I must point out that one of the fundamental mistakes many parents make is that they teach their children to fear Allah before they teach them to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the child is raised and all he thinks of, if you do this, Jahannam, if you do this, Adab, if you do this, this is going to happen. But before we get to that level, the level of love of Allah is more important. And this is something all of our scholars have mentioned. We will come to the fear of Allah and it must exist in the heart. But love and fear go hand in hand. If you do not have both, you end up having an incomprehensive or a very skewed understanding of who your Creator is. And love is a more important emotion, and it is the foundational emotion when it comes to the worship of Allah. Fear and hope are going to come after, but love comes first, and it is the primary emotion that we have when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that those people who worship idols, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا, they worship false gods. يُحِبُّونَهُمْ, they love these gods like they should love Allah, كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. Then Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ, those who believe, their love for Allah is more severe than the love of those people who worship false gods, those people who worship wrong idols. Allah says the believers love Allah more than those people who worship false gods love their gods. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, whoever turns away from this religion, مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ, Allah will then bring a group of people, they will love Allah and Allah will love them. And this also shows us one of the main perks or the blessings of loving Allah. When you love Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. And Allah Azza wa Jal gives us a very simple criterion in the Quran in Surah Tawbah. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا. Say, if you love your families and your children and your brethren and your spouses and your houses that you love to live in and the businesses whose success or whose failure you dread, وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا, you're worried your business is going to collapse. If you love all of these things more than you love Allah and His Messenger and striving in His way, then wait until Allah's decree is done. Which means that's not, you haven't passed the test. You haven't gotten to the test. Allah's love must be more than love of family and love of wealth and love of all that we own. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned three characteristics. Whoever has them will taste the sweetness of Iman. I mentioned this hadith in the beginning of our seminars. And that those three characteristics, number one, أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا, that the person loves Allah and His Messenger more than he loves anything besides those two things. So the love of Allah is a fundamental emotion that must exist in the heart of the believer. It is also the primary motivation motivation for worshiping Allah. Why do we worship Allah? The primary motivation, we worship Allah because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True ibadah will only come from a heart full of love. If the heart does not have love, if it only has fear, for example, typically this leads to extremism and fanaticism. And I have spoken about this in many lectures. Generally speaking, the extremist groups, those that have gone astray and they're very prone to violence, this is historically and today, those groups, generally speaking, they do not concentrate on the concept of loving Allah. They're only obsessed with the fear and with Jahannam and with punishment. And this leads to a type of fanaticism that is not healthy for society or healthy for a person's heart. So love of Allah is the primary emotion. If somebody were to ask, why do we love Allah? The response, number one, we love Allah because of who He is. Number two, because of what He has done. Some people say we love Allah because He created us. We say this is secondary. This is secondary. If Allah had not created me or you, He would still be worthy of being loved. Allah Azza wa Jal is worthy of being loved because of who He is, because of His perfection, because of His names and attributes. You know, it is ingrained in human nature that something that is majestic, we love it. Something that is beautiful, we sense an awe. Even in the creation of Allah, when the sun sets, when we see the stars in the sky, we feel a sense of awe, of majesty. How much more so to the creator of all of this. That awe, that majesty, that love, it must come because of who Allah is. Even if I did not exist, Allah Azza wa Jal would be worthy of love and worship. More than this, so then Allah has created us. So then even more so, we should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings that He has given, for our creation, for our existence, for the chance to enter Jannah. And that chance is given to every human being. And if we understood the perks of Jannah, if we understood the blessings of Jannah, and that every human being that you see around you has the opportunity to get that blessing, it is up to this person whether he wants to or not. That opportunity is an opportunity all human beings should worship Allah for and thank Allah for. How about the one who is going to get that blessing of Jannah? How is the love of Allah manifested? What do we do to show that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What does it mean to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Number one, we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by believing that Allah is the most perfect and the most beautiful and the most majestic. Inna Allah Jameel. Allah Himself is Jameel. Yuhibbul Jamal. And Allah Azza wa Jal's names are beautiful and His attributes are beautiful. So love of Allah will come when we believe in Allah's names and attributes and understand them. Number two, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come when we appreciate the blessings He has given us. And that's why Allah asks us to think about those blessings, to ponder over the blessings of Allah. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to try to count the blessings of Allah, you would not be able to count them. Number three, that we will appreciate the love of Allah when we understand that no matter what we do, we will never repay Allah. We will never be able to worship Allah the way He deserves, yet He still continues to give. So that will increase our love. If we were to worship Allah for all of eternity perfectly, we would not do justice to Allah. Yet still Allah gives and Allah overlooks our sins. So this too increases our love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of the signs of loving Allah is that we love the messenger, and we'll come to loving the messenger as a separate pillar of iman, but it is linked to this one as well. You cannot love Allah without loving the messenger. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you say you love Allah, follow the Prophet, then Allah will love you. And of the signs of loving Allah is that we worship Allah to the best of our abilities. We worship Allah the way that Allah deserves to be worshipped. And if we cannot worship Allah the way that He deserves, and we cannot, then we worship Allah to the best of our abilities. And our scholars mention one of the famous, you know, saints of the past, Abu Yazid al-Bastami, he mentions, love of Allah means that your body is constantly worshipping Allah. Once your body gets tired, then your tongue will take over and your tongue will worship Allah. When your tongue gets tired, your heart will take over and your heart will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You never stop the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another of the famous saints of the past, he said that it is impossible that you love Allah and do not remember Allah in your dhikr. It is impossible that you say you love Allah, but then you don't do dhikr. Love and dhikr go hand in hand, right? When you love something, you're always thinking about that object. When you love something, your mind is always preoccupied. So it is impossible that you love Allah without doing dhikr. And it is impossible that you do dhikr without tasting the sweetness of that dhikr. And it is impossible that you taste the sweetness of dhikr and then you choose to do something other than that dhikr. This is what our famous scholars of the past said. It's a simple analogy, a simple 1 + 1 + 1. If you love Allah, you will do dhikr. If you do dhikr, you will taste the pleasure of dhikr. If you taste the pleasure of dhikr, there is no pleasure greater than the pleasure of dhikr. So you will constantly be doing dhikr. And that's why our scholars have said, dhikr of Allah, remembering Allah, your tongue constantly moving in the praise of Allah, is one of the most obvious signs of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To always being tasmih, takbir, tahmeed, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Your tongue is constantly remembering Allah, is one of the simplest indications that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Final point, how do we build our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Again, much can be said. 3-4 points will be mentioned. Number one of the most important ways to increase our love of Allah is to read the Quran with tadabbur, because the Quran is divine. The Quran links us to Allah. The Quran is the kalam and the speech of Allah. So the Quran is one of the primary mechanisms to increase our iman, and especially tilawa with tadabbur, with thinking about the meaning, contemplating the meaning. Number two, to constantly perform dhikr. When we do dhikr of Allah, our love for Allah will increase. Number three, to be enthused and if not, then to force the body to perform the wajibat and the sunan and the nawafil. In the hadith Qudsi, the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah says, my servant continues to draw closer to me through the wajibat. Once he does the wajibat, he will draw closer to me, to the sunan and the nawafil. Once he perfects them, then I will love him. And I will become the eyes with which he sees, and the feet with which he walks, and the ears with which he hears. So Allah's love is conferred upon those who are following the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also of the ways to love Allah is to love the righteous who love Allah. When you love Allah, you will love the righteous who love Allah. So your company will be amongst those who are the righteous, the salihin. Your company will be amongst the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will love to be in the company of those who remind you of Allah, and you will not like to be in the company of those who distract you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So loving righteous Muslims, being in the company of righteous Muslims, is one of the ways of increasing our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the final point, and I've done this seminar 3 years ago, one of the ways to increase our love for Allah is to study the names and attributes of Allah. This is one of the most easiest and yet profound ways to increase our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us amongst those who love Him and who are loved by Him. And we will continue tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.